ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम फिफ्टी नाइन्थ वर्स ऑनवर्ड्स एंड फॉर 30 वर्सेस शंकरा गिव्स दिस अ गलोर ऑफ एग्जांपल्स ही रिपीट्स सो मेनी एग्जांपल्स बिकॉज सो वेरेवर यू गो यू एवरी एनीथिंग यू सी You have to remember Shankara and you have to remember what he teaches through his example. You see space, you have to think of that, the teaching. When you see clay pot, you have to remember it. When you see ocean, you have to remember it. When you see the way, you have to remember it. And he repeats so, he repeats a thing, repeats here, with all the examples. The same thing continues from 59th to the same thing. Okay, we'll read from the 64th. Ghatanam nayatha prithvi. Patanam nahi tantavah. Jagannam nachida bhati. Jnayam tat. Tadabhavatah. Prithivi ghata namna prithivi vibhati. Prithivi abhati. Clay alone is shining in the form of a pot. Tantavaha patanamna. Now, fibers alone shine as the fabric. Jagannamna chidabhati. The same way, consciousness alone shining as the universe. You see the universe, no? Therefore, you see the universe because you do not see Brahman. If you see Brahman, you will not see the Jagat. You will not see Jagat means what? Not that you will not see. When you see the universe as real, when you do not see Brahman, when you see Brahman, you will see Jagat. You will not see Jagat as real, but you will see Jagat as mithya. Isn't it? This is what he says. But how, when you negate them, when you negate the, what is universe? Universe is Namarupa. When you negate the Namarupa, then what you see is the Satyam. When you negate the Namarupa pot, then in your when clay becomes real, pot becomes mithya. When you negate the Namarupa, understand this, all the fibers, or you know, all the fabric is a name and form added, then you negate them as mithya, then satyam becomes fibers. Same way, the universe also, you negate the Namarupa, and what you see is satyam Brahma. This I'm going to talk tomorrow in the Taittiriya class, but today I'll tell you in that context. In fact, see, reality unknown is the mistaken reality. Okay? The mistaken universe. And the mistaken universe is what? The source of sorrow. It's like the rope unknown is what? Mistaken snake. Unknown rope is what? Mistaken snake. And a mistaken snake is this source of fear. Similarly, the mistaken universe, unknown universe, is mistaken in universe.
Unknown Brahman
is mistaken universe. Mistaken universe is source of unhappiness. Therefore, when you know Brahman, then what now? When the Brahman is known, the known Brahman, the known rope as a rope cannot be source of fear. known rope can be source of fear. We know some rope as a rope, there can't be fear. Then rope unknown alone can be mistaken. So Brahman unknown is mistaken universe. Universe mistaken is what now? This becomes source of sorrow. And the Brahman known and there's no universe. Like in when rope is known, there's no snake. Therefore there's no fear. So when Brahman known, there's no universe, then there's no source of fear also. Similarly, that's what he says. When negation, when you negate the Namarupa, then what you see is only the Brahman. Sarvopi vyavaharastu. Brahmana kriyate janaihi. Ajnanat vijananti Mridevahi ghatadikam Sarvopi vyavaharastu Brahmana kriyate janaihi Ajnanam na vijananti Mridevahi ghatadikam Vyavaharaha kriyate janaihi. Vyavaharaha kriyate janaihi means all forms of transaction. In fact, vivahara means transactions. All the transactions. So sarvaha api means every transaction. Only sarvaha, sarve when you say all, sarvaha when you say every. I don't know the difference. Sarvaha when you say every, sarve all. So every transaction means, that means it implies without leaving any one. Okay. All means just all, that's all. But survey every transaction. Kriyate janahi is done. You know, the done. Every transaction that's done by people janahi vivaharastu brahmana only because of the existence of Brahman. Only because of Brahman means what? It only because of water, the hetu, no? Hetvarte panj, the dhitya there. Only because of water, you know, the transaction on the part of something, you know, on the part of the ocean, the waves, is happening. Isn't it? The waves rising and waves resolving, waves jumping and waves roaring, all these are possible only because of one substance called water, without which all these rising, resolving and moving about and roaring and remaining quiet, these are not possible. Similarly, here also, Brahmana. Sarvaha api vyavaharaha janehi kriyate brahmana. It is because of Brahman alone, it is because of the substance alone, because of the essential reality alone, all these, every transaction is possible for anybody. Why? Because all the transactions happen only in Brahman, nothing is happening outside of Brahman. In fact, nothing has existence outside of Brahman. The doer is not outside of Brahman. The doing is not outside of Brahman. The done is not outside of Brahman. Isn't it? The one who performs, the performer of actions is not outside of Brahman. The performance is not outside of Brahman. The performance you know, and the fruit of performance of all is what? No, not outside of Brahman. And the purpose of performance is not outside of Brahman. That's why we say in this puja also, the worshipper, the act of worship, and the one who is worshipped, and this is the, isn't it? Everything is Ishvara, is Paramatma, we say. So the offerer, act of offering, of the one who is offered to, the whatever is being offered, everything is Paramatma. Similarly here, every transaction is Ishvara. Every transaction is Paramatma. Everything is happening in Brahman. Nothing is happening outside. Therefore, Janehi Sarvaha Api Vyavaharaha Tu Brahmana Eva Janehi Kriyate. Only because of mere presence of reality, consciousness, Brahman, all the transactions, every transaction happens, takes place. Every transaction is done by all the human beings, the people. But what happens? Ajnanat na vijananti. Ajnanat na vijananti. But what happens? People do not know because of ignorance of the self, they're ignorant of Brahman. Because they're ignorant of Brahman, they do not know this fact that everything is happening in Paramatma. It means when everything is happening in Paramatma means there is no such thing called a doer, doing and done. Everything is Paramatma. But when this is not known, that is when I am the doer, that notion is possible only when you do not know this fact. I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, these notions are for, I am the accomplisher, I am responsible for achievements, etc. These notions are possible only when a person does not know this fact. So, ajnanat na vijananti. Understand? Ajnanat na vijananti. It's not just saying the whole universe is Brahman. Not just saying it. The universe is Brahman means everything that is here also is what? Now, within the everything which is existing here and which is capable, anything which is capable of doing any action here, any function here, everything also is within the realm of order. That order is backed by an intelligent principle. Okay? It's also what now? Paramatma. That is why nothing is outside of Paramatma, nothing which is not Brahman here. What is this? Only Brahma. That's why he gives the next example is Mridevahi Ghatadikam. Ghata Adikam, any earthenware such as pot, etc., is nothing but Mrit Eva, is clay alone. Is there anything else other than clay when you see the pot? Isn't it? We see so many types of earthenwares, such as pot, and they serve purpose. Everything has what now? Nama, Rupa, Karma. Nama, Rupa, Karma. I remember. Name, form, and purpose. The function. Purpose or function. And all the three are what now? Because it serves a purpose, it's available for transaction. No, it's available for transaction, isn't it? See, the ball of clay, a lump of clay, it's not useful. It doesn't serve any purpose. Then it's not transactable. Isn't it? What can you do with it? Non-transactable is in our understanding, is as good as non-existent. What is non-transactable is mistaken for non-existent thing, not available for transaction. So also, you know, a biscuit of gold, non-transactable, isn't it? It's still, you can't wear it. It doesn't serve a purpose as wear. Because in India, immediately you think of wearing only. We don't want to keep everything inside. And you wear it. It serves a purpose. It's a function. It involves in the function. The nama rupa karma, nama rupa karma added transactable. Nama rupa karma not added, non-transactable. That's why vyavaharaham is what now? Addition of nama rupa karma, which available for transaction, transactable is prapancha. Non-transactable is the cause. Listen, we don't even call it, when it is non-transactable, suppose the pot as lump of clay is non-usable. Let us use the word non-usable there. It is non-usable. You cannot call it cause, nor can you call it effect. Because a cause, to call it a cause, it is a relative term. There must be effect. Only from the standpoint of an effect, nama rupa karma, you can call it a cause. Lump of clay by itself is neither not the cause, neither the effect, not the effect also. But when the nama rupa karma added, there is an effect, and when the effect is there, then it is the status of being the cause also. Really speaking, there is nama brahma, that's why nama rupa karma rahitam. No, there is no sambandha here. No relationship. Clay has no relationship with the name, form, and per usefulness of the. Is it clear now? There's no connection. That's why he says, Ghatadikam Brudeva. All these different names and forms, and which serve different purpose, different ways they are useful, and all these are nothing but just the clay. It is the clay. Really speaking. Therefore, this whole prapancha also is also what? Nothing but Brahman. We are going to see exactly the same, we are going to see in our Raitya class also. Because in deep sleep state, what happens? No, when nothing is available for, when even you yourself, and nothing is available for transaction, there is no transaction, immediately what happens? You are as good as non-existent. So transactability is what? Being existent. Being non-transactable is what? Not being existent. Just being. Isn't it? That's the thing. Anyway, what he wants to say is, therefore, nama rupa karma, or this nama rupa karma are all mithya. The name, form, function, the purpose, everything is mithya. Satyam is only Brahma. Like what? Like ghatadikam, mrudeva, like all these different types of earthenware are nothing but clay. Same way, whole prapancha also what now? Innumerable forms, innumerable names, and the purpose they serve, everything is Ishvara, Paramatma, Brahma. Karya karanata nityam. Aste ghatamrudor yatha.
Aste ghatamrudor yatha.
Tathaiva shruti yukti bhyam.
Tathaiva shruti yukti bhyam.
Prapancha brahmano riha.
Prapancha brahmano riha.
Karya karanata nityam.
Karya karanata nityam.
Aste ghatamrudor yatha.
Aste ghatamrudor yatha.
Tathaiva shruti yukti bhyam.
Tathaiva shruti yukti bhyam.
Prapancha brahmano riha.
Prapancha brahmano riha.
So what he says, the relationship between the universe and the unbrahman, what is the relationship between Brahman and universe? In the Karyakarna Prakriya itself is used, you know, to arrive at Brahman, to understand Brahman. And whenever Karyakarna Prakriya is used, it is also called Srishti Prakriya. And then you say Brahman is that from which everything has come into existence and by which everything is sustained, in which everything resolves. When you use this, it is called Tatastha Lakshanam of Brahman. Indirect definition of Brahman. When you say Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma, it is a direct definition of Brahman, Sarupa Lakshanam of Brahman. All those things I have to explain later on in the Daitriyam class. But still, and here, so here we say, this. Then what is the, when the Srishti Prakriya is used to define Brahman indirectly, then we say the whole prapancham is karyam, Brahman is the karanam. When you say, then what is the relationship between Brahman and the universe? What relationship? It's not like the relationship between me and my book. I'm the possessor, book is the possessed. So the relationship between Brahman and the universe is not the possessor-possessed relationship, isn't it? But it's between relationship is like between the cause-effect relationship. Karanakarya sambandha. Brahmanoho jagataha cha sambandha karanakarya sambandha. When you say karanakarya sambandha means between Brahman and Jagat, there's cause-effect relationship, like what? Like the relationship between clay and pot, a clay and earning earthenware. So what? When you, this is the sambandha, okay, what it means is, you understand later on, the pot or any earthenware is only name, form, function or purpose added to the clay which is uncreated. And that means the name, form and function, they are also always, nothing is created. Even the name, form, function also is already potentially there in clay, and they only become later on manifest. They become added. When they become manifest, they're as though added. They're unmanifest, but they are potentially there. So what means, because cause and effect are inseparable, non-separate, there is no such thing called effect independent of the cause. Therefore, effect is always dependent on mithya. And then effect is not something which is created newly. You can never say carpenter has created newly the table. Because nothing is created. What was is only what brought into manifestation. What was only becomes manifest. What was potentially there becomes manifest. Therefore, not created, isn't it? Therefore, this is the understanding. So, any effect, no effect has independent existence. Any effect is nama, rupa, karma, name, form, function or purpose added, or what was potentially there. It is potential, just, isn't it? What is there is only the reality. With reference to clay, pot, clay is the reality, isn't it? Then you can't call clay a cause. You can't call it effect also. You can't call the clay as effect also. That means the clay alone was, then pot is, means pot is clay. Pot, what is pot now was before clay. And the same, that clay alone is now also with the Namarupa. Now what is pot now? Pot is clay. What was before was clay. Isn't it? In the same way, this is the understanding. It means your negation of Namarupa karma is possible only if you understand the sambandha between pot and clay being Karyakarana sambandha. isn't it? You can resolve the Namarupa in the very clay. Similarity, resolvability is possible. So here is there. So the whole prapancham also is what now? Similarly, between the universe and Brahman, what is a sambandha? Karya karana sambandha. Brahman alone was not a second thing was there before. What was there alone continues to be there in the form of universe. What was there was om sadeva saumya idam agre asit. Sat eva asit means there is no such thing, because no duality. There was not material cause separately and efficient cause separately. What was there was one non-dual, secondless reality, Brahman. And now the universe is the product, the effect, the sambandha between that Brahman and the universe, which is now is karya karana sambandha. Therefore, now how many substances are there now? What was there was only substance before, and that from that only substance this universe is coming to existence means this universe is that same substance alone. And other again, the substance is the substantial reality is one secondless non-dual. And other than that only substance, whatever is there is nothing but nama, rupa, karma, which are non-substantial. Okay? This non-substantiality of nama, rupa, karma, when you negate, when you understand, then you see that is what, to understand that alone, you need to know the sambandha between universe and Brahman is karna-karya sambandha. Karna-karya means inseparable. Just as no karyam, no effect is separable from the cause. There is no such a thing called, there is no distance between cause and effect. Similarly, there is no distance between water and ocean, there is no distance between gold and ornament, there is no distance between wood and furniture, there is no distance between fabric and the shirt. There cannot be distance between Brahman and Jagat also. This non-distancely, isn't it? Brahman is, Brahman alone is in the form of universe. In fact, you see the universe itself only when you do not know Brahman. When you know Brahman, you will see Brahman again. Only Brahman is. You see Brahman means what? You negate Namarupa. It's like before seeing the water, you are still seeing the ocean. After seeing the water, you still see water and ocean, but for you, water alone is in the form of ocean. Before, only ocean, Namarupa, was there. Now, after Jnanam, water alone is in the form of Namarupa, ocean. That's what he is trying to say here. Therefore, Tateva, Shruti Yukti Bhyam, Prapancha Brahmanoho, Iha karya karna sambandha is what now? Shruti yukti bhyam. Shruti hi means always Shankara used to both things. Shruti hi means the Shruti also helps us to understand the sambandha between universe and Brahman being karna karya sambandha, cause effect relationship. And not only that, yukti also, our own yukti. Shrutya yuktya. Yukti means your reasoning. Isn't it? Logic. So, your reasoning and also logically you also understand the sambandha between universe, not by yourself, okay? With the help of the Shruti, using your own reasoning, you understand the sambandha between universe and Paramatma, Brahman, being cause-effect relationship. Okay, what is the use of understanding the relationship between Brahman and the universe being cause-effect relationship? So that you can say what was Brahman and what is also is Brahman. What was Brahman without Namarupa Karma, what is now also is Brahman with Namarupa Karma. Isn't it? When you say what is only Brahman with Namarupa Karma, you have already made what negated Namarupa Karma as Mithya. And for you, Satyam is Brahman. When Brahman becomes Satyam, what happens? Aham Brahma, and Brahman is Satyam, Brahman is this universe, therefore I am this universe, I am the whole. When I am the whole means, your identity is shifted from, dragged from body-mind's complex and resolved in total universe. Thereby, that is what is Ahankara Nasha. Know that? It's not to simply say everything is Brahman, everything is Brahman. What are you then? Everything is Brahman, the only then moksha. Moksha is, everything is Brahman, everything is Brahman, so what? Everything is Brahman means there no moksha. Everything is Brahman, Aham Brahma, therefore Ahamidam Sarvam. When you say I am Ahamidam Sarvam, the truth, the real nature of yourself, the substance of substantive, I, is resolved in the substance of the substantive of the universe. Thereby, this I sense becomes resolved in totality. That is what is Ahankara Nasha, Ahankara Tyaga. Isn't it? That is what is Paramatma Darshanam. Purely cognitive. Nothing is happening physically, isn't it? Pure, absolutely cognitive resolution. Therefore, he says, so prapancha brahmanoho, this is the purpose, prapancha brahmanoho iha sambandha. So between the Brahman and universe also, the relationship that is there is cause-effect relationship. Once you understand cause-effect relationship alone is there, then what do you have to arrive at now? That Brahman was as the Brahman alone was, and the whole universe now is nothing but Brahman. What is there is Brahman alone. In the form of Namarupa Karma Prapancha. Therefore, Grihyamane Ghate Mridvan. Grihyamane Ghate Yadvan. Mrittikayati Vaibalat. Mrittikayati Vaibalat. No, yati, ayati. Mrittikayati Vaibalat. Grihyamane. I'll read after me. Grihyamane. Ghate. Yad. Van. Yadvan. Yadvat. You have to read all it. Yad. Van. Yadvan. Yadvat. Mrittika. Ayati. Mrittika ayati. Vaibalat. Vikshamane. Prapanchepi. Brahmaivabhati. Bhasuram. Brahmaivabhati. Bhasuram. See, ghate grihyamane, ghate grihyamane, balat mrittika ayati. He had reported it. Ghate grihyamane, mrittika balat ayati. When you take the pot choicelessly, clay comes with the pot. I'm taking the pot, leaving the clay here. Tomorrow it is very difficult to carry the clay, heavy, let me leave the clay, because weightless is pot. Let me take the pot today, clay tomorrow. It is not possible. He leaves his bag like this, okay? Let me leave like in a grihyamane. But what happens? It is like a cranky baby spoiled by Indian mother. Wherever the mother goes, it just clings and goes with the mother, doesn't leave, clings. Difficult, can't leave the babies. The baby holds on to this, doesn't leave. And force and cry and spoil the whole thing. So what is in the way? Here the clay goes. When the pot is taken, clay alone is taken choicelessly. For when you observe, when you take the pot and analyze what the pot is, what is pot is, if you analyze, because what was there before the pot came into existence, what was there? Only clay. And clay alone now is in the form of pot. Is there anything which is created? Nothing is created. Nama rupa also is not created. Name and form, you can say, no, clay was, but nama rupa is newly added, created. Added, it seems to be added. What was potentially there, it was a name and form was. Potential means name and form were there before, unmanifest. Where? What is the locus of the unmanifest name and form? What is the locus of unmanifest name and form? Where was the name pot? Where was the name clay? Where was the name pot? Where was the form pot? Where was the function of the pot before it came into existence? Was it outside of clay? If you say it outside of means, it should have been brought from elsewhere. The pot maker, okay, clay is here, I'm bringing the name form karma somewhere else and adding it now. Newly adding. Does he bring it from outside? No. Therefore, name, form and function are also there in a potential form in the very clay. Therefore, potential namarupa karma is nothing but clay. We are going to see the Taittiriya also. You have to establish oneness of material and the efficient cause, both cause being Brahman, isn't it? So here, then the potential namarupa karma, potential form is nothing but Brahman. The manifest form is pot. Similarly, you say here, when you analyze the pot, you understand, you arrive at clay, you stumble upon what cannot be negated is clay. Negated means what? Because what is there is clay alone. Clay alone is in the form of Namarupa. Don't think Shankara is repeating. Purposely he is repeating. And all the examples, any clay pot you see, you have to think of Shankara. That is why he says that you can't forget it. Because clay pot should remind you of what? What is, what is revealed also through this. Therefore, clay alone is, the whole Chandogya, Ghata Bhashyam itself is what? Just the pot clay is content of the whole Bhashyam, Ghata Bhashyam. And now Satkaryavada, remember Satkaryavada? I taught you many times. once in Dakshamasutram class I taught, again I taught in Taittiriya class. Satkarya Vadaha means the nothing is created, whatever is was already in potential form, unmanifest form. Therefore, what was there alone has become manifest. Therefore, if you say it is newly created, and that means it was not there before. If you say it was, this universe was not there before, then you are saying this universe has come out of something which was non-existent. Okay? Then you are very logical. That means nothing, something cannot be created out of nothing. And if you say, no, something was there, it has come from something which was already there, if you say also, then it need not be created. Therefore, really speaking, there is no creation. It is not creation, isn't it? There is no, the sambandha is, karnakarya sambandha means, it was there already, what was there potentially already, it has become manifest as this universe. Therefore, ghate grihyamane, when the part is taken, when part is analyzed and really looked into carefully, you see what remains is clay. Satyam is only clay. There is no nama, there is no rupam, there is no purpose, function outside. Nama rupa karma is not outside of clay. Therefore, they are as good as non-existent. Nama, rupa, karma are mithya. Why? Because non-substantial, because they know no independent existence, therefore they are as good as non-existent. Then what is existent is only clay, with reference to clay pot. Isn't it? Similarly, what he says, ghate grihyamane balat mrittika ayati. Isn't it? Balat, choicelessly, mrittika comes. Same way. Prapanche vikshamane. Prapanche vikshamane. Vikshamana, vikshanam means seeing through. Not ikshanam means simply looking at. Vikshanam means visesha ikshanam. When you really give your thinking, when you put a thought, give your thought to this, what this universe is all about. Not by yourself, okay? Shruti also. With the help of the Shruti, really look into what this universe is all about. It's all for, repetition is for us to reveal. That's why aparoksha anubhuti means you have to say, isn't it? It has to become very clear. What is, prapanche vikshamane. Vikshamanaha prapancha means the universe, when it is looked into carefully. Looked into carefully means what now? Really analyzed properly. What this universe is all about? No, vikshamane, api, you understand this whole universe. Has it been created? Was it there before? Was it not there before? If it is created, it was not there before. It is created means it was not there before. It was not there means, then how can this universe come and take something out of nothing? Therefore, when you analyze, then the satkarya vadaha, isn't it? The satkarya, universe being already existent, becomes clear. If it was already existent, it is not, then it is not created. If it is not created, already existent means, how was it potentially? What were, potentially means, where was it? What was it? You can't ask, where was it? What was it then? Potentially, when you say, what was it before? Even you say, where, it becomes a difference. It becomes a, you know, separable. Where was she before she came to London? In Coimbatore. Okay, then it becomes another separable. Duality comes. What was it? You can't ask, where was it also. Where was this universe before it became? It was there already, not created. If it was already there, what was it? What was pure consciousness. What is this universe then? Manifest consciousness is universe knowledge manifest is universe, knowledge pure is Brahman. Therefore, what? No. Then as manifest universe, manifest knowledge is impure or what? No. Pure knowledge alone is there as the manifest knowledge. What is prapanchaha? Knowledge manifest is universe. Understand? Universe unmanifest is pure knowledge. You are not giving anything for a second thing. There is no reason for a second thing to be there. So, and I am that pure knowledge. What is the self now? I am the pure knowledge. And the whole universe is pure knowledge, manifest knowledge. Universe is equal to manifest knowledge. Universe unmanifest is pure knowledge. What is pure knowledge? Brahman. What is manifest knowledge? Brahman. What is universe? Brahman. What are you? I am pure knowledge. So what are you? I am the whole. Are you there? No. What is there? Only Brahman. This all for repetition is for what now? It's all to become convinced. To convince. No, I don't want to. Then go get. And Shankara says, go and hit against the okay. Brahmaiva abhati bhasuram. Bhasuram means what now? Bhasuram means shining. Shining means what now? Because the self effort, what shines is, what is shining is only Brahman. When you say pot is, what shines is only clay. Isn't it? Similarly, the whole prapancha is nothing but Brahman alone. Brahman alone shines as the universe. When this knowledge is not manifest as the universe, it is non-transactable. Okay? Not available for transaction. When the universe is knowledge is manifest as the universe, then it is available for transaction. Transactable is taken for existent. Non-transactable is mistaken for non-existent. Isn't it? Even you, your own self, when you are not transactable in deep sleep state, you are as good as non-existent. Isn't it? True. You are not there for you, my God. If you don't wake up, are you there? Because non-transactable. For you to manifest, you need your own small body emergence complex, isn't it? The mind, the manifesting medium has to be functional. The sense organs have to be, then that be functional. Then the whole body becomes what now? Functional, activated. Then you are Vishwaha, individual. Vishwaha means what? One who is individual. Total manifestation of individual is called Vishwa. Understand? The individual self totally manifest is called Vishwa. Similarly, the total self, which is, actually there is no individual total self, okay? The reality manifest as the whole prapancha. Total manifestation is what?
Virat.
Virat. purna, no, purna vyaktata, total manifestation. So the whole universe is pure consciousness, manifest is universe. Manifest consciousness. Universe is manifestation of consciousness and manifestation of pure knowledge is prapancha, which is transactable. The whole universe, the knowledge becomes pure. When the universe is unmanifest, then knowledge is, what now? Pure knowledge. You can't call it manifest knowledge. When it is not manifest, it is still, when it is manifest as the universe also is pure. When it is, the universe is not manifest also is pure knowledge. The difference is the non-transactable. Therefore we miss, there's no Brahman, there's no reality, there's no God, there's no creator, there's no such thing as all. Really speaking, there's no creator, there's no created, there's no creation. From this standpoint of universe alone, you say the creator is Brahman, sustainer is Brahman, Ishvara, the one in whom everything dissolves also is Brahman. Really speaking, where is the creator, where is the sustainer, where is the one destroyer, the one in whom everything dissolves? One point, it's all for understanding, steps you are using. You just say, what was Brahman, what is only Brahma. And in fact, when you say what is only Brahma, you must have already resolved your identity. Where am I? Where are you? The whole universe is not there. What is this only Brahman means? How can you say I am here? What are you? Which you is it? Is it there now? Is there you separately sitting? Understand? So what he wants to say is that what is taught here is Bhasuram Brahma Yeva Abhati. Brahman alone shines. The self effulgent Brahman alone shines when you really intensely analyze into, inquire into the nature of the reality, the nature of the universe. When you inquire into the truth of the universe, this universe also what now? Will become, will resolve, will become negated, and you will see Brahman alone shines. Like how when you take the pot, pot is taken, clay alone is taken. Similarly, when the whole universe is seriously, intensely inquired into, you stumble upon the reality, Brahman. Brahman alone shines. Self-effulgent Brahman alone is. Brahma eva abhati.
Bhati
means shines. Abhati means shines as. Shines in the form of. Abhati means, again, asamantat bhati. Pitiji, another meaning. Asamantat bhati. Brahman alone shines as everything. Asamantat bhati. Abhati. Asamantat means that this, nothing. All that that shines here is nothing but Brahman. Brahman alone shines as everything that is here when you say Abhati. You can say simply, isn't it? You can say Jalameva Bhati. Water alone shines. But water alone shines as all the waves. Means Abhati. Asamantat Bhati. That means not even one thing which can be said to be non-Brahma. The A covers, the A implies the totality being Brahma.
Sadaivatma
vishuddhosti.
Ashuddho bhati vai sada.
Hyashuddho bhati vai sada.
Yathaiva dvividha rajjuhu.
Jnanino nisham.
Sadaivatma vishuddhosti.
Hyashuddho bhati
vai sada.
Yathaiva dvividha rajjuh.
Jnanino nisham.
Atma sada vishuddhah eva asti. See the first quarter of this, the first line. Atma sada vishuddhah eva asti. Atma is always pure, unrefinably pure. Non-pollutably pure. Is it? Untaintedly pure. Therefore, that means Vishuddha asti. That which is extremely pure. That which is cannot be touched by anything. See, if there is a second thing other than Atma, the Brahman, then something can go and cause any impurity there. Isn't it? For one thing to become impure, something else must be able to, isn't it? Something else must work on it. Therefore, Atma is ever pure. Purity, Atma is of the nature of purity. Atma, the all-pervasive self, which is Brahman, the reality, sada vishuddha eva. But eva means what? It's emphatic expression. Never does Atma become impure. But what happens? When the Atma non-understood, unknown, so seems to be ashuddha. Seems to be ashuddha means what? When Atma unknown becomes Atma unknown, the self being unknown, and the identity Atma being identified with the non-self, Anatma, and Anatma dharmas being superimposed upon the Atma, then Atma seems to have been, Atma seems to be, what now? Ashuddha. So, ashuddha bhati vai sada. How is it possible for ever pure Atma seems to be ashuddha, impure. Impure means what? Impure means being subject to all these limitations is being impure. Being bound by limitations is impurity. and being subject to all impurities of the mind is being impure, and being subject to all these limitations of the body mind complex is like being impure. Blemishes, sins, and kartuttam, bhoktuttam, all these things seem to, when you say, I am a karta, I am bhokta, I am this, I am that, I am unhappy, etc., when atma seems to be impure. It's like, he gives a beautiful example. Yatha rajjuhu dvividha. The same rope is what now appears in two different ways. Dvividha bhati. Appears has two different appearances, isn't it? The same rope has two different appearances. In keeping with the perception. Okay? It is, the Rajju is the same. Rajju is one. Isn't it? What is there is only Rajju. Other than Rajju, there is no poisonous, frightening, life-threatening snake at all. What is there is only, is it non-frightening? Is it non-frightening rope? But non-frightening rope appears to be frightening snake. In the rope, similarly, this Brahman, the source of happiness, Anandaha, appears to be what now? Source of fear. Source of unhappiness. Source of Brahman, the source of happiness, appears to be source of unhappiness. The pure, ever pure Atma appears to be impure, impure because of the error in perception. Atma does not become pure for a jnani. Atma is ever pure, but in only perception of ajnani, atma appears to be impure. In perception of jnani, atma is pure. Atma being pure is the vision of a jnani. Atma being impure is the perception of an ajnani. Got the difference? And the atma being pure is the fact for a jnani. Atma being impure is the view, contention of an ajnani. View, isn't it? And atma being pure is the vision of a jnani, which is knowledge. And atma being impure is the perception and view of an ajnani, which is expression of ignorance. Is it clear? In the same way, he says, yatha eva dvividha rajjuhu. For the one who knows the rope is, isn't it? Rope is just the rope. One who knows the rope alone is. One who does not know the rope, snake appears. Appearance of snake is possible only for the one who does not know the rope. Isn't it? No, don't stretch the example. Because I always mistake the rope for a snake. Oh, if I know rope, then I will not see the snake at all. What? Not that. The example, always there's a possibility of mistaking rope for a snake. Give an example. Not stretch. Just leave the example as example. You should take it as that. But for a jnani, jnaninaha, is it? Is he the real snake? No. what is there is only rope. Non-frightening rope. Rope is ever non-frightening. Never does it become frightening. Never can the rope become a source of fear. Similarly, Atma is ever pure. Never does it become impure. Nothing can make Atma impure. Never does it become impure. But it is in perception, isn't it? The error in perception makes the pure Atma appear, does not make the Atma impure, makes the Atma appear to be impure. So, jnaninaha, for a jnani, Atma is ever pure. And for an ajnani, Atma appears to be impure. Therefore, the impurity is something superimposed upon the Atma because of the error in perception, the error caused by ignorance of what is. Is that clear? He goes on and on and on till 80 some odd verses. We'll see for another 30 verses from 58 to some 30 verses, I think. Almost he'll be giving lots of examples and things. Time? Okay. It's good to really study Dhyat early in the morning, isn't it? This text, especially this text. I don't need to work very hard. He just tells everything. You just be with him is enough. Om Purnamadav Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tat Sat. Sri Gurubhyo Namah. Hari Om.